Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
How Ambao Education's HyberU is turning phygital from buzzword to real-world infrastructure. Ambao Education's HyberU platform is revolutionizing the concept of phygital, turning it from a mere buzzword into tangible infrastructure. While hybrid solutions have been a temporary fix, HyberU aims to create a seamless blend of physical and digital worlds. Through smarter video technology, augmented reality features, real-time translation capabilities, and knowledge capture tools, HyberU is enhancing human connection in both educational and corporate settings. From interactive classrooms to collaborative boardrooms, HyberU is reshaping how we learn, work, and connect in the phygital age.
Ambao's HyberU Global Learning Network, redefining international education without borders. Ambao Education has launched the HyberU Global Learning Network, HGLN, a visionary initiative that allows U.S. universities to expand their international reach without students needing to relocate. Through the HyberU University Alliance and HyberU Global Learning Centers, students can enroll in U.S. degree programs and experience a full U.S. classroom experience from their home countries. Powered by advanced AI and immersive technologies, HyberU offers features like multilingual AI translation, smart whiteboards, and adaptive learning tools. The network is rapidly expanding across Asia and beyond, with partnerships already in Singapore and China. Universities can easily onboard through licensing agreements, making it a plug-and-play model for global expansion. For more information, visit www.hyberu.com.
Biomed news breaks. HeartBeam Inc.'s NASDAQ IP momentum continues with new patents advancing 3D ECG technology. HeartBeam Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, has recently obtained two new U.S. patents, further solidifying its position in cardiac monitoring technology. With a focus on advancing 3D ECG technology, the company now boasts over 20 U.S. and international patents, with more applications in the pipeline. CEO Robert Eno expressed the company's commitment to simplifying cardiac monitoring outside of medical facilities. These new patents will help expand the reach of their innovative technology, revolutionizing the future of cardiac care. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website at www.heartbeam.com.
HITRUST appoints Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to expand leadership and market for cybersecurity assurance. HITRUST has appointed Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to drive industry engagement, expand into new markets, and elevate third-party and supply chain security programs. With over two decades of cybersecurity leadership experience, Kellerman will accelerate the adoption of HITRUST's threat-adaptive information security assessments and AI tools. Third-party involvement is present in 30% of breaches today, highlighting the importance of third-party risk management, TPRM. Kellerman's expertise will guide organizations in strengthening supply chain security and business resilience. His appointment reinforces HITRUST's commitment to cybersecurity assurance and delivering quantifiable proof of risk reduction. Q&A with Aaron Thurlow, SVP of Sales and Marketing at Celux, on leading global commercialization and revenue growth. Aaron Thurlow, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Celux, is driving global commercialization and revenue growth for the Los Angeles-based manufacturer of perovskite technology. Celux's active glass technology boosts solar panel performance, increases power, and lowers costs. With over two decades in the clean energy sector, Aaron has led teams at companies like SunPower and Tesla. Celux's core principles include safety, execution, teaching, teamwork, and honesty. Aaron's focus is on converting the solar industry to tandem solar via active glass technology. The company recently completed its first commercial customer order shipment, marking a significant milestone. Aaron's goal is to propel solar progress further by making every panel more efficient and cost-effective, ultimately driving the global market for solar power.
Ascent Solar Technologies expands its foothold in booming space market. Ascent Solar Technologies, a maker of featherweight flexible CG's thin film photovoltaic solutions, is expanding its presence in the space market. With partnerships with NASA and Novi Space Inc., the company is focusing on increasing the efficiency of its solar panels to meet the demands of the growing space industry. CEO Paul Worley highlighted the company's success in signing over 20 NDAs and showcasing its technology at the recent Space Symposium. Ascent Solar Technologies is committed to improving efficiency and fulfilling orders promptly to meet the market's needs.
IQ-Stell's acquisitive nature paying off? Company nears its goal of $1 billion. IQ-Stell Inc., a multinational telecommunications and technology company, is making strategic acquisitions to reach its goal of $1 billion in revenue by 2027. With 600 of the largest telecom companies as customers, IQ-Stell reported $90 million in organic revenue last year. The company has completed 12 acquisitions since 2018, focusing on companies that add value to shareholders and have strong revenue streams. By reducing debt by $6.9 million and streamlining operations, IQ-Stell is on track to achieve EBITDA of $20 to $30 million when it hits its revenue goal. CEO Leandro Iglesias stated that despite the progress, the stock price has yet to reflect the company's growth potential. Investor news breaks: Seji Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEG, LTRW, drivers head to Milwaukee Mile with Lottery.com and Sports.com branding. Seji Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as Segin LTRW, is making a splash at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend with Lottery.com and Sports.com branding. Louis Foster, Callum Elott, and Seb Murray will represent Seg Media, with Foster leading the IndyCar Rookie of the Year standings and featuring Sports.com branding. Elott, with Prima Racing, showcases Lottery.com's logo on his helmet, while Murray debuts with Andretti Cape with Lottery.com and Sports.com branding. Seg Media's brands will be visible on cars, helmets, and racewear, gaining global broadcast exposure on Fox, FS1, FS2, and Sky Sports F1 throughout the weekend's coverage. AG Tools and Zero Energy Developments take the stage on Go Fund Yourself Season 3. Cheddar TV's Go Fund Yourself featured AG Tools and Zero Energy Developments in Season 3, Episode 3. AG Tools, led by CEO Martha Montoya, offers a data intelligence platform for the agriculture industry, helping reduce spoilage and improve pricing decisions. Zero Energy Developments, founded by Armando and Anita Ortega, focuses on climate-resilient housing with off-grid homes powered by solar and AI-driven systems. Both ventures showcase the intersection of technology, sustainability, and scale. Go Fund Yourself provides startups with national visibility, access to industry titans, and equity crowdfunding opportunities, creating a unique pipeline for investors seeking early-stage opportunities. AG Tools will be raising capital on Net Capital, while Zero Energy Developments offers potential for recurring revenue through energy optimization services. Apply to pitch on Go Fund Yourself to showcase your innovative solutions. Wearable devices, LDS. Why neural input technology is redefining human-computer interaction. Wearable devices, LDS, is revolutionizing human-computer interaction with its surface nerve conductance technology, allowing touchless control through subtle finger movements. Partnering with Media Exceed, the company expands global distribution for Mudra Band and Mudra Link products. WLDS's dual-channel strategy targets high-growth sectors like AR, VR, XR, and smart environments. As wearable technology evolves, neural input systems are becoming more prevalent, interpreting human intentions seamlessly. This shift reflects a trend towards technology adapting to natural human movement patterns. Investors can find updates on WLDS in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focused on technology companies, offering a range of communication solutions to reach diverse audiences and industries. TBC Bank Group acquires majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, expanding its market-leading digital banking ecosystem in Uzbekistan. TBC Bank Group, a leading financial services group, has acquired a majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, a top online classifieds platform in the country. This deal with Prosus will give TBC Uzbekistan access to new customer segments through OLX UZ, serving over 20% of the country's active internet users. The joint venture with Titan Investments aims to integrate digital banking products into OLX Uzbekistan, unlocking powerful synergies and accelerating growth. This acquisition is part of TBC Group's profitable growth strategy, following their recent agreement to acquire a majority stake in Bill's retail management SaaS platform.
Forget productivity. Energy tops the list as the true KPI for meetings, says new Fundmentum Labs survey. A new survey from Fundmentum Labs reveals that energy, not productivity, is the key to great meetings. More than half of employees believe shared laughter and spontaneous creativity are crucial for energizing meetings. Only 1 in 3 employees rate their meetings as excellent, with less than half feeling energized by work meetings. Fundmentum Labs has launched Funware, an AI-powered platform to bring energy back to meetings. Funware offers one-click meeting activities, AI concierge matching, and personalized sessions. The survey shows a disconnect between leaders and non-leaders on meeting quality. Funware aims to make meetings enjoyable and productive, addressing the workplace energy crisis. Learn more at funware.ai.
Duo's Edge AI president and founder Doug Recker to discuss advancing America's AI leadership. Duo's Edge AI Inc., a provider of adaptive and versatile edge data center solutions, will participate in Data Cloud USA on September 16 to 17, 2025, in Austin, Texas. Doug Recker, president and founder of Duo's Edge AI, will discuss how fiber networks and data centers are collaborating to advance America's AI leadership. The event will focus on the intersection of data centers, fiber networks, and AI-driven transformation. Recker will share insights on enabling new connectivity routes, supporting distributed AI applications, and laying the groundwork for next-generation digital infrastructure. To learn more about Duo's Edge AI, visit their website at www.duosedge.ai. TechX partners with Telarus to streamline cross-border deployments. TechX, a leading provider of end-to-end importer of record and customs compliance services, has partnered with Telarus, a global technology services distributor. This strategic partnership will give Telarus's technology advisors access to TechX's solutions for simplifying cross-border compliance and logistics. By leveraging TechX's expertise in international trade regulations, customs, and taxes, Telarus advisors can offer a streamlined solution to their enterprise clients. This partnership will enable Telarus advisors to provide services such as import-export compliance, logistics management, and value-added services like VEET management. Partnering with TechX allows Telarus advisors to expand globally with confidence and efficiency, unlocking global growth for their clients. InDrive.money arrives in Brazil with digital loans for drivers. InDrive, a global mobility and urban services platform, has launched InDrive Money in Brazil to support financial inclusion for drivers. Partnering with Emprex, InDrive.money offers cash loans up to $3,000 for drivers, with repayment directly through the InDrive app. This initiative aims to provide drivers with a transparent and integrated lending solution addressing the challenges of accessing fair financial services. Through InDrive.money, drivers can access low-interest loans for vehicle repairs, fuel, or unexpected expenses, enhancing their economic independence. The goal is to expand this product to all cities where the platform operates in Brazil, with initial operations showing high driver satisfaction and engagement. This initiative not only strengthens financial inclusion, but also contributes to the national economy, empowering drivers with the freedom and flexibility they need to continue working without interruption.
Ocean Network selects Prismian and IT International Telecom for Hawaiian Islands Fiberlink HIF Submarine Cable System Infrastructure Project. Ocean Networks Inc. has chosen Prismian and International Telecom Inc. for the Hawaiian Islands Fiberlink Project, a crucial step in improving broadband internet access in Hawaii. Prysmian will provide 740 kilometers of submarine cable, while IT will handle engineering and installation services. This collaboration is part of the Connect Kako initiative to enhance connectivity across the islands. Ocean Network COO David Blau expressed excitement about the progress, emphasizing the importance of industry expertise. Prysmian's submarine telecom business director, David E. Taddei, highlighted the project's significance in providing secure and resilient digital infrastructure. IT's VP of Sales and Marketing, Steve Arsenal, praised the opportunity to strengthen Hawaii's telecommunications infrastructure. Ocean Networks is leading the HIFEL project, reinforcing their commitment to advancing digital connectivity in the state.
Research shows EV repair is becoming cheaper. A German study shows that electric vehicle repair costs are decreasing as EV adoption rises. The gap between EV and ICE vehicle repair costs has narrowed, indicating growing expertise in EV repair. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., Nasdaq BinEye, could collaborate on collective approaches. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For SMS alerts, text GREEN to 888-902-4192. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Terms of use and disclaimers apply. Contact editor at greencarstocks.com for inquiries. Researchers use AI to improve RNA nanoparticle design. Researchers at MIT have developed a new AI method to design nanoparticles that can deliver RNA vaccines and other RNA-based treatments more effectively. The findings were recently published in Nature Nanotechnology. Studies suggest that as more advanced technologies are commercialized by AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., the paradigm-shifting impact of AI in healthcare will continue to grow.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.